kung fu kick you in the dick. Old man Wade ain't nothing to fuck with. Old man Wade might stomp a cunt quick. Don't call old man Wade a punk bitch, cause he'll kung fu kick you in the dick.
Congratulations, old man Wade, for you are victorious by way of swift kick to the dick.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter. The technological, I can't even speak, so fuck it.
Technological wonderkin, Old Man Wade.
It'll send my co-host, the superior, Super Bowl Gabi.
Yo, what up, everybody?
The pinnacle of political perfection. I just want to say this is kind of cool. We're actually using Skype for once, so I'm actually happy about that.
Yeah, well, I'm the new war correspondent for the Old Man Wade Show, so... We're doing this remotely.
Yeah. All right. Does everyone know it's kind of windy out here? I shouldn't be here in the sandstorm with all these missiles going around.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's gonna happen, but if I don't survive, tell my kids I love them.
Yeah, just mail me my Peabody Award.
No, I'm keeping that shit.
F you.
Well, that's rude.
I love you, man. So, old man, what are we talking about today?
Right, before we get into the seriousness, which I think is going to get us both kind of angry, I figured we start with something light.
All right. I like light.
Yeah. So, apparently, the MBTA, which is the Bus Transit Association?
Mass Bay Transit Association.
The Mass Bay Transit Association, which is the transportation in Massachusetts, which usually everyone takes. They decided to tweet this. First, heart emoji. This Valentine's Day, we want to know what you love about your MBTA stop, dock, or station in the neighborhood it serves. Make a video, 60 seconds or less, and share it on Twitter for your chance to win 2 round-trip tickets, flights, courtesy of JetBlue.
Wait, they put that out to the public?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, talk about not being self-aware.
No. So, for those of you who don't know, the MBTA is notoriously known for being shit. You can literally go to any social media outlet and type in MBTA memes, or just Google MBTA memes, and stuff will come up, and 90% of it will actually be true. Mm-hmm. So, people responded. So,
I bet.
So,
are you saying that people from Boston responded in a negative manner?
Yeah, who would figure, right?
Oh my God.
So, the first one is a picture of a bathroom, a very dirty bathroom. With, you know, that little handle, that little bar next to it, so you can, like, kind of help yourself up and help sit yourself down?
That's for people in wheelchairs or physically disabled people.
Yeah. So there's a roll of toilet paper around it with a chain and a locked chain on it, so no one can get toilet paper. and someone sends that tweet, and then in the comment it goes, "I love the alewife stop because it always is well-stocked to meet my needs."
Fun fact, I have never, ever used a bathroom in an MBTA station. I didn't even know that was even an option.
I have once. No, see, I've used it more than once, but that bathroom is for emergencies only.
Does it come with a tetanus shot? Do you have to take like a antibiotic like regimen before you go, or?
I don't know, but let me tell you, I felt sick for like a week.
I bet.
The next one is, "I love the alewife stop because the pigeon petting zoo and the indoor smoking area bathroom / hostel at the stop of the walkway." Then someone replied to that, it's my favorite scene from the first Saw.
Jeez.
Then it was, "Mold, used needles, and urine puddles are what gets me going each morning. Every day is party bitch," because there's someone now tagged party bitch on the side of the wall. "I love every day."
Did it come with a phone number?
Shockingly, no. Okay. I love every day that the tracks aren't on fire. So roughly 70% of the days. Someone sends a picture of a wet toilet seat. "I love getting on the green line at North Station and almost sitting down on this and then getting soaked by all the water falling from the ceiling when the train starts."
Sounds like a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah. Someone goes, "Any chance you can get a contest open until August? I want to share this video with the South Station when 1,000+ people are trying to enter and exit the platform through 4 doors at 90 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's good. So this one, this is the coup de grace. Missed Valentine's Day lunch with my girlfriend because the MBTA was delayed. She left me for someone who takes Uber because they ran on time.
Not even somebody with a car. Just somebody who takes Uber.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't think that has anything to do with the MBTA, buddy. You just suck.
The thing that I like best about my MBTA stop is that when I'm on my way home, it means I can get off the MBTA now and that I've made it home alive.
Facts.
Oh.
So here's the messed up part about it, though. Like, if you talk to people from out of state, unless they live, like, in New York, Boston... relative to almost everywhere else, has a pretty decent public transportation system.
Yeah, we actually have we have one of the best.
Yeah, we have the oldest subway system, right? One of the oldest public transportation systems. And so I don't know what kind of living hell everybody else in this country has to go through, but damn,
you know,
we need to get it together as a people.
So here's the way I look at it. They usually only see it on the weekend. And so when you have things like, let's take the Orange Line. There was track work being done. And so it's like, you know, they have all these signs that say, oh, hey, we're doing this to make the tracks better and blah, 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 blah. Please take this and that. And someone outside goes, oh, that's so nice. They gave them a warning and that all the stuff's going on. Now, if you live here, you're like, fuck this shit again.
Mm-hmm. They don't know that sign's been up for like 3 years.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah. I gotta send you this song. It's called Fuck the MTA.
The MTA? New York Public Transportation System? Oh, man.
Oh, he goes...
I don't know what they're complaining about. They're freaking rats. Our freaking delicatessens. Eating whole pizzas and shit.
The hook goes, you may go my way, hey, but I may be late. Fuck the MTA.
Oh, my God. Oh my god. What else do we have on the docket?
I'm trying to find the actual picture just so I can tell it to you because it's pretty fucking funny. Well, I can tell you, McDonald's has decided that they're going to host a... they're creating candles based on, like, their scents. Like, you know.
McDonald's. Based on their scents.
Yeah, so one of them is... I'm trying to find the actual tweet for it. McDonald's to sell limited edition 6-pack of candles that smell like quarter pounder ingredients, ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, beef.
Okay, that doesn't sound nearly as terrifying as I was thinking.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but right. I decided that I need my own scents based on the Old Man Wade podcast.
Okay.
So we have green lemon mermaid. Excuse me. Green lemon mermaid. You know, like lemonade, but mermaid. So mermaid.
Because okay. Mermaids definitely are a thing that exist.
Yep. Pink Loch Ness peach.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing here.
JFK was shot by the government.
Oh, my God.
too soon?
Yeah.
So I can't. So the title can't be shot by the government.
Oh man, keep going.
Bigfoot fruit punch.
Okay.
Alien invasion orange.
All right.
And lastly, Old Man Musk.
Old Man Musk. Yeah, that's what I miss now. doing this remote. I miss your Musk, old man.
God, you stay sound like that dude from Anchorman.
Brick? No, it's not Brick. The sports guy.
Yeah. Champ Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And last goofy thing I got. Actually, I still got the Boomer Report, too. We have Faye Jackson. Faye Jackson is a plus-size Pam Grier wrestler. She says, spells it R-A-S-S-L-E-R. Cute in the face and thick in the waist. Book me. So...
What's this young lady's name? So, just for research purposes?
Faye Jackson. F-A-E... J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay.
So, she's decided, to, WrestleMania weekend, which is a big weekend for wrestling fans and wrestlers in general. So you get a lot of people going down to wherever WrestleMania is. They'll have independent shows, from wrestling organizations that aren't the WWE, live events for like other wrestlers, meet and greets, and all sorts of stuff like that. Kind of, it's like the Super Bowl. Like they market it as the Super Bowl of wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during that weekend, she's having the Gray Sweatpants Battle Royal.
Okay.
she's already tagged Chris Hemsworth. Who else was there? She tagged a bunch of people, and it was fucking great. One of these wrestlers called Big E, who said he'll be in it. I don't know who the real
people. He better be Big E.
Petey Pablo, The Game.
The rapper?
Yeah. The Game. Who else we got on here? Well, Big E said he was in. He actually posted a gif of him in sweatpants, nodding up, like holding sweatpants up and down. I guess someone wants Wale in this.
So, I guess this won't be my entrance into wrestling, because that's definitely something I won't be watching.
Yeah. But here's the best part about it. She got sponsors, dog.
And what organization does she work for?
She works, I don't know, she's an independent wrestler. I don't know exactly which one she works for.
Okay.
But she's got the Savage Stash that's going to be sponsoring. It's another wrestling organization. I'm not going to promote them. Promote me. She asked for Too Short to be in this, and they're also being sponsored by Blue Chew.
Oh, wow. She's going to get a lot of women into wrestling with this one.
Yep. And I love it. It was funny as hell. She's like, yep. She's like going all out. And I'm just, yeah, Chris Hemsworth, she wanted in here. The Game, this dude named Elias. Who's Shamar? Oh, Shamar Moore.
Super woke.
Oh, yeah, funny. You joined the, you gonna do the Gray Sweatpants Challenge?
I'm on it.
I'm not sure how Shanice will feel about that, but, you know.
She'll be in the front row, buddy.
Not gonna get yourself a looking?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I don't even know what the fuck to say about that shit, man. It's just, but I love the fact that she's really like gone in on it though. I like that she's like, it's been a thing. Like, she's like, this is what I'm doing.
So it'll be dope if it actually turns into something. I like it. I mean, besides the actual content, which again doesn't appeal to me personally, I would love to see women actually controlling more of the wrestling industry, right? I guess see this turn into something even bigger for her. Because, like, I've learned from you that women are no longer just a novelty in wrestling, right?
Like, yeah.
They actually bring people to the seats. They sell tickets. But I don't know a lot of women that actually run wrestling other than, like, McMahon's daughter or something. So, I'm interested to see what this turns into, to be honest with you.
You know what? I can't wait to see the video of it. Phrasing, I know. But, like, the women who are, like, people who actually do show up. Because I'm pretty sure some of the wrestlers are going to show up.
Yeah. I mean, Wale is a pretty big wrestling fan, you know what I mean? So, I could see him maybe not participating, but at least, like, showing his face.
Yo, one of my favorite moments was someone was talking shit to Wale, who was actually in the arena, and I said, oh, I heard Wale's bitch ass is here. He better come in here. He better not show up in here and get this stunner. And Wale saw it and tweeted.
Wale is literally like one of the biggest wrestling fans I've ever like seen in my life.
Yeah, he and someone told him like he was gonna catch the shit, and he almost got his shit rocked.
Yeah, like for real. Get that PC ass whooping.
Yep. Oh, man, all the time dude showed, I think, was it him who showed up in the Washington Wizards game and showed up at, like, and I got into the commentator's booth and was like, watch your mouth or something like that.
Yeah, and he was walking around for a while with, a fake wrestling championship belt.
No, trust me, he got the authentic one. He paid the $200-$300 or $400-$500 to get that shit made.
Oh, wow, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, man. But he about that life. He's one of those dudes that's like, when he says he's going to do it, I absolutely believe he'll knock somebody the fuck out.
Yeah, and you know what? He's one of my favorite rappers. I'm not going to lie. I've been following this dude since Nike Boots.
Yeah, he makes really... And it's funny, people don't realize he makes really good fucking music.
Yep.
So
Album About Nothing, featuring Seinfeld, came out of nowhere, but... Awesome album.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of albums, Royce the 5'9"'s album came out today.
Yeah, you said that to me. I'm definitely going to be listening to that as I do my daily show of chores.
Yeah, it's funny because I was expecting it to be good. I didn't expect it to be as deep as it was.
Really? You didn't expect Royce the 5'9" to be a deep rapper?
No. I expected, like, you know, some deep tracks, but I wasn't expecting all of, like I would say, like, maybe 80% of the album is, like, him, like speaking, like, on some real deep shit. I was like, wow.
Oh, he got into his woke bag?
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. So, is his best friend Eminem featured on this album at all?
I don't think he's on here rapping, but he is on there. There's a clip of him from an interview that was actually kind of deep, and he was talking about how, like, you know, a lot of people are, like, the way we're jaded due to race and stuff like that, and how hip-hop has been the one thing that's, like, brought more people in than any other musical genre. And he starts talking about how rock and all the, like, mostly most music was created by black people, and then, like, Elvis comes, like, and he brought up rock, and then he goes, and Elvis comes around, and all of a sudden he's the king of rock and roll. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, he goes, as a black person, that must have... He said, he didn't know. He was like, but as a black person, it must be discouraging. Your whole life, you want to be a rock star. And then, like, you find... Then, like, all of a sudden, like, someone who didn't create rock is now the new king of rock and roll. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fun fact, Elvis wasn't that good. And the reason... And the reason I say that is, like, you have to survive the test of time. I don't think Elvis's music really survives the test of time, to be honest with you.
Well, Elvis, he was a product of the time. I mean, Elvis was more of a sex symbol than he was a great musical artist, right? Like, a lot of the stuff he did was controversial for the time, but at the same time, it was wrapped in a package that was weirdly family-friendly just because he was a white dude who, you know, went to war for his country. Well, he didn't go to war, but, like, he joined the military. He was pretty much, he was a commercial creation, you know, for the time. Especially when you think about the history of music and how race played a big part and how music was labeled and categorized. Black people would come out with a song and they would only market it to certain people. And it wasn't until a white person covered that song that it would get into the pop charts. And the shadow of that really plays a part even today, you know, the way that the billboards work, what they consider urban music versus what they consider pop music. It all has pretty toxic racist roots, and we could do a whole show on that.
Write it down. Make a note. We can definitely get into that. We can actually bring in a couple more people so we can have more commentary and comments on that.
Yeah. Well, great. A depressing show.
Woo! Oh, man. I don't really have an old man ranting. I just have a few things that kind of annoy me.
I noticed last episode there was no old man ranting.
Yeah. I didn't really have a lot to bitch about. I like my new job, man. And it kind of makes me happy on the way out. But there's a couple things.
I don't know if the fan's like a happy old man.
Well, I said I like my job.
give them their pound of flesh, old man.
They want my pound? Oh, shit. Two things that actually kind of got me that I noticed over the last, like, couple weeks. One, I don't think people realize that just because they're attractive, that gives them the right to be assholes. They're dickheads, you know what I mean? Because there's someone that I used to work with who will remain nameless, or I may work with now who will remain nameless, who's kind of a bitch and gives everybody an attitude because she's maybe the most attractive, because she thinks she's the most attractive person in that department. When, fun fact, no. She may be third or fourth best looking, you know what I mean? And she's a step behind one of the dudes.
What about her personality makes you think that she feels she's the most attractive?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. Oh, God, can I tell the story? I'll tell you. I don't care. So she's talking to this dude, and she had made the comment, "Oh, you're gonna pay for my lipo?" Dude goes, "Nah, but I know a personal trainer."
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and she's not even, like, big, but he was like, I already got lipo done twice. You gonna pay for my third one? He was like, no, but I know it's a personal trainer. And I was like, oh, shit. I just walked away after that. And she just said, like, she always has this, like, stank-ass attitude, stank-ass face. And I'm like, this comedian said it best. You're not hot. You're just hot, too. Like, you know what I mean? There's always someone out there that's gonna be more attractive than you are. Like, you know what I mean? And like I said, I don't think she's the most attractive person in my building. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She might not even be the most, most attractive person in my department or on my shift. No, maybe on my shift. No, in my personal opinion, she's the most attractive person on my shift.
I mean, I don't know.
Like, being attractive or being talented doesn't give someone the right to be a bitch. And this goes, this goes for dudes, too. Just because you're good at something doesn't necessarily give you the right to be an asshole. Like, don't be a dick because, like, you know what I mean? Because you have something and someone else doesn't. Like, that shit kind of annoys. That shit really fucking irks me.
But, you know, I'm hoping to one day, you know, become an attractive person. And I was hoping that once that happened, I could be an asshole and a bitch. But you took away that joy. Thank you, old man.
You're welcome. I'm here to help, always. I took my phone out to clean it, and then I fucking lost my page. I also have the funniest place ever, funniest thing ever I noticed today. So, I may have been watching some erotic films, and I was trying to figure out who this woman was in said video. And I was like, oh, the comment section almost always, like, you know, has somebody who goes, that's such and such, she was in such and such, and did such and such, right? So I figured, all right, let me go take a look at that, and, like, you know, someone will know. But, and like I thought, they did. Now, the funniest thing about that isn't the fact that someone knows it. It's the fact that, like, the comments in the porn section are way not, are the people there are way nicer than anywhere else on social media.
Wait, so do you read the comments in the porn section?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Like I said, sometimes I want to know who the actress is in this, and I don't know who she is. So I'm like, so I'll go in there, and it, like, cause sometimes like the tags aren't on the top, so I have to go down and scroll down and see what, like, you know, who's where and who's what, and, like, you know what I mean.
So you're saying the comments in the the comment section in porns help you believe in humanity?
It leads me to believe that when someone's trying to get off, they're not assholes.
You know what? That makes a that shit's deep.
Yeah.
Like, you just let one go. You're definitely in a good mood after that.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
Unless there's something really wrong with you.
Oh, what's the age-old phrase? Never make a decision. Only make important decisions after you bust a nut.
I never heard that phrase, but, you know, I think I might live. I think that might be the motto of my life from moving forward. Be right back.
And we're back. How was it, Javi?
man, I'm ready to make some great decisions. And hold on. And is that specific to it? Like, are Pornhub comments way more civilized than, like, XNXX?
Yo, I don't know the XNXX, but I know Pornhub's pretty good, and I also know that X videos. First off, XXNX is basically porn. Is basically Xvids but blue. Same shit.
Oh, okay.
Pornhub's not bad either. This comedian Rob Mungo said nothing is more out. Also said there's nothing more accurate than the rating on a porn video. If it's 60%, then yes, it deserves 60%. Yeah, like I thought that.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going, I was agreeing with, like, yeah, that's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't put much thought into thinking about the comments, but I think I'm going to do that from now on. Thank you, old man, for opening my world up.
Alright, so let's get down to it. I've been thinking about having this conversation. I was waiting for you to actually be here in person and for my wife Valkyrie to be here as well. But unfortunately, she's out there studying to save the world, and I got to be up early, so I have to. Well, I got to be up late, so I
didn't. Early for you?
Yeah, early for me. So I was like, "Oh," and I was like, "Let's try the Skype. Let's try the Skype thing or whatever."
Yeah.
Since you're probably more versed in this than I am, would you like to tell everyone about the situation with Dwayne Wade?
You probably know as much as I do. I mean, a lot of this is based on, like, you know, one, maybe three interviews that he had about his daughter, who is transgendered. And people knew this for a while. There were pictures that showed what appeared to be his son dressed like a little, like a young girl. Her nails were done, and people, you know, had their assumptions, but they didn't really know. But recently, Dwayne Wade and his family have become more open about, you know, their transgender child.
Yeah.
And there was a video where Dwayne Wade is speaking to his daughter about her gender identity. And it was a pretty open and honest conversation. And he showed the type of support that I think most people would want to see from a father towards their child. He said things like he knew that he knew about his daughter's gender identity from an early age, three. I think she's 12 now. And that's really about it. That's, you know, that's I think as far as they went about talking about it publicly.
Which is more than they actually needed to say, because it's not their kid, it's not her, it's no one else's kid but theirs. But I love the fact that they actually were standing up for it. Like, hey, this is our daughter. We support everything that she does. Like, you know what I mean? She's not hurting anybody. She's living her life. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dwayne Wade said, like she's an inspiration to him.
Yeah. And that just opened up the... I'll be honest. There were a lot of positive comments about it that I've seen. So I don't want to go out there and just, like, say everybody sucks. But there was a not insignificant amount of negative reaction towards it, which honestly, I sat on this for a while because I was trying to process this, because a lot of it was coming from black people, you know. And as a black person, we understand very well what it's like to live in a world that's hostile to our very existence.
Yes.
And to see people like Boosie Badass, like, he's not the most eloquent person, to say the least, but he made a comment about, you know, you better not cut his dick off. Young Thug had a pretty negative thing to say about it.
Young Thug did?
Young Thug, yeah.
Wasn't Young Thug the same dude who was cross-dressing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Boosie Badass had something to say.
Yeah,
his son. I guess his son had something to say, and I pulled it up to read the comments, but I'm not going to. Fuck him.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, bro. And then beyond that, just regular people that I know personally, right? I'm pretty sure people that you know personally, they just said some of the craziest things. I thought, for some reason, you know, if I just didn't know these people and I didn't know the color of their skin, I would have swore they were like Ku Klux Klan members by the type of shit they were saying. You know, like, fuck Dwayne Wade. You know, just he should have his. And these aren't my words. I'm just quoting these people. Without,
you know what? Don't even bring the negative energy in there. We'll just leave it at that.
It was really bad. I'll say this, like, just I think it's important to explain the context of our anger towards the reaction. I'll just say one thing, like, because I've heard it repeated multiple times. It's you should just have a girl, you know, have sex with him, and that's gonna bring him back to being normal, like something like that, in that vein. And that's probably one of the most disturbing things I could think of saying in regards to a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because most of the anger revolves around this child's sexual identity. But I don't think sexual identity and gender are the same thing. She made a decision about her gender as a 12-year-old, right? And to take that and to bring it into the sexual realm is disturbing to me, right? Like, it's just, I hope that makes sense.
It does.
It has nothing to do with the type of people this young child wants to have sex with or whatever, really. She's 12. I don't know, man. It's sickening.
Well, what's even worse about it is, not even worse, because that's just bad in general, but all these people who are making these comments, and thankfully, I'm thankful that I've only seen them, like, no one that I know directly has said anything negative about it, and if they have, I haven't seen it, so thank Odin for that.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, Valkyrie brings up a point, like, it's been scientifically proven that, like, that's just how it happens sometimes. Like, depending on, like, the chromosomes you're born with and, like, things of that nature. So it's scientifically proven that this could actually be, that this is a thing. You know what I mean? That this actually happens. But beyond that, to quote Jay-Z, what you eat don't make me shit.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade and his family are happy. They're proud of their daughter. They're proud of the way she came out. They're proud of who she is. So if they're happy, she's not endangering herself, then why the fuck do you care? And then, is he gonna do this? He gonna chop his dick off? That hasn't been said to my knowledge, so, like, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Like, people are playing out all these scenarios in their head, man, and it's disturbing, bro. Like, it kind of, and especially when it comes from people that look like us, man, like,
well, it really hurts me when it comes from people that looks like us, because they act like we didn't have to deal with the same things. Like, you know, we've been called monkeys. They literally made up a name to make us feel bad. Like, you know what I mean? They take, like, this is centuries, you figure, like, centuries of being hated for the way you were born and the way you feel. You know what I mean? Well, you figure that someone like us, who looks like us, would be able to be a little more sympathetic. Or actually just sympathetic, not even a little. You figure they would be sympathetic in general to all the stuff that people in the gay community go through. Like, you know what I mean? But they don't. And it's like, even so, like, I don't understand trans because I'm not a trans male. I don't get it. But that doesn't mean that, like, I can disparage them or, like, talk bad about them because of that I don't understand. That's ignorance. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure that all those people, like Lil Boosie and whoever else was talking about them, I'm pretty sure if it was some racist saying, you shouldn't be married to who you're married with because you're nothing but a nigger, they'd have something to say. And then when someone goes to them, then what's the difference between the hatred that person spewed to you and then the negative energy you sent towards someone else? So that's the part, like, for me, that I think that was the most hurtful, is, like, you'd figure that someone who knows what it's like, especially, isn't he from the South? You'd figure, like, someone from the South would be a little more understanding.
You would think that, and to be honest, I shouldn't be surprised. I think that our community has a long way to go when it comes to accepting members of the LGBTQ community and beyond. I think that we, for whatever reason, these people living their truth feels like a violation towards our understanding of masculinity. And I think it's just, I think it's a masculine thing. I think it's when people we consider to be men or boys don't conform to what we believe they should be. Because we're a lot more accepting to when it comes towards, like, lesbians or bisexuals if they're female. But for some reason, man, we have, like, this really stern, fucked up view of masculinity. And I don't know, man. I don't know where it comes from.
Well, I'm trying to think of, because we actually discussed, we were going to discuss this a few weeks ago when we were talking about what is and what isn't masculinity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't really have an answer for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know what I was raised to be. I know, like, you know, for example, you know, I don't really have an answer for that, like, at all. I consider myself a masculine man, but because I'm a big, burly man that protects his people, does that make me masculine? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I have a dick, does that make me, like, you know what I mean? So these are questions that, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. But again, we're older. Like, you know what I mean? So these are questions that, like, we knew what they were when we were growing up. But as the world changes and as people evolve, so do definitions of words, so do the way we look at certain things, and, like, you know, just from a physiological standpoint, like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Some things become outdated, some things, like, you know, should just not be used in general, like, you know what I mean? So, there's a lot that goes into, like, that question. I know what's not masculine is I know that someone going, fuck him, yeah, I said it, but you won't say it to my face type shit, and you're a 16-year-old kid, like, you know what I mean, with that much hate in your heart, and you growing up around someone who's putting that much hate in your heart. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not the way to go. Like, when you're one of those guys who go, when you're still calling women bitches, you're still calling them bitches because they don't want to talk to you, or you're calling them a dirty slut because they don't want to fuck you, or, like, you know what I mean? But when they do fuck you, she's still a hoe. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just repeating this never-ending nasty cycle that we need to get out of. Like, it's, well, not me and you, but, like, just people in general. Like, you know what I mean? Because...
You don't know me, nigga.
But, like, just the idea of... Like, me and Valkyrie talk about this, man. Like, when you hear people, like, cooning it up and whatnot, and then they're like... And then it's like some other racist redneck or some racist white person hears them, and they go, see, this nigga feels the same way I do. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, when you hear that, is that going to be the point when someone goes, oh, shit, this is what I've been saying this whole time? At what point does someone realize, like, hey... These hateful things that I'm saying and doing aren't helping anybody at all. If anything, it's making everyone struggle worse.
The sad part about it is that I think history shows us that nothing brings a group of people together like hating the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, you would hope that if they understood that this hatred is shared by people that want to kill them, that would help them reevaluate, but, you know, I don't know, maybe it might make, you know, bring them together and they create a super hate group, a multicultural hate group, so to speak, you know, I don't know, man, moments like this make me just want to, like, check out on humanity, man, just, like, because I've told you multiple times, man, my goal in life is to buy a farm somewhere with my family and just, you know, disappear. Show up a little bit to do the old man way show.
Oh shit, now we got Skype, you can do it online.
Exactly. I don't know, man. I fully support Dwayne Wade and his family. I think he's doing the right thing. You know, here's the thing. And I feel bad because I forgot. I don't feel like looking it up. His daughter's name.
Zaya.
Zaya.
I just happened to be looking it up.
Zaya's parents are stupid rich, right?
Yeah.
She is not going, other than the vitriol that we hear people putting towards her direction, which in itself comes with its own form of trauma, she most likely will not have to deal with much of the same issues that your average transgendered individual would have to deal with, right?
Yeah.
She's going to live a life of privilege. She's going to be able to express herself the way she wants with relatively less fear of reprisals. So at the end of the day, I think she's going to be okay.
Well, you know, the other good thing about it is because her parents are well off, because they make an X amount of money, she could also speak out more. Like she has the she has the opportunity to make her voice louder for people who may want to be who may want to come out and say that they really feel like a man or they really feel like a woman. You know what I mean? So this is so more than just that, like someone stepping up like that is a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that makes me even more I don't know, proud of what's happening with them.
Yes.
Because with that, she doesn't have to. This kid, you know, her parents have enough resources to like just make this quiet, and maybe she could, you know, go and live a life of privacy. But they chose not to. They chose to put it out there in the open, and like you said, it could have a positive effect on however many young people that are going through this decision.
But I also got to give props to Zaya just for like being able to speak out and actually talking about how she felt, like, you know, in a public place. And you know what I mean? Like, because again, like, yes, she's well off, and yes, she's rich, but like, you know what I mean? Well, excuse me, yes, her parents are well off, but even still, like, she could be thinking to herself, well, how is this going to affect my parents? How is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect them going forward? Like, you know what I mean? So shout out to, like, her being strong enough to do it, being strong enough to go talk to her parents about this stuff, and then, like, to Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade speaking up and going, hey, this is our daughter, and we love her. And you want to talk about masculinity. I think masculinity, one thing we can say is, like, when you're a man and you're strong enough to, like, accept something that who you are, and, like, something, especially when you get out of those old way of thinking, when dropping the F-bomb for the homosexual community was considered, quote-unquote, okay, and you get out of that train of thought because you know it's not right. Accepting people who are different than you, who even though I don't know if Dwayne Wade understands what his daughter's going through, but he accepts it. So I think those things are like things we can count as. It's like, I don't even know what masculine, like just being a decent human being.
Okay. I don't know, man. This stuff is just. For a couple of days, man, like this made me physically sick just seeing the response to it. And I thank you for giving the opportunity to have this conversation, because just, you know, talking to you about this makes me feel better about the people around me. I did a lot of unfollowing in the past couple of days, man. And I don't know. I just hope that when I have my child, some of the people around me are more accepting than I've seen them be in the past couple of days.
Well, fun fact, I'll still be around when you have your little ones, and I'll be the first one to be like, hey, either accept them or go fuck all the way off. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because honestly, I'll fight. Like, you know, you disrespect my child, man. Like, I don't know. This might be toxic masculinity speaking, but you know what? I am a cis male who grew up in a society that fosters a lot of toxic masculinity. So I'll punch dude in the face, man, for disrespecting my child. I don't care what the reason is.
Yeah, I can't. Nah, man. Like, I don't know, man. I think maybe in my older years, maybe I've learned a little bit more. Maybe I've seen a lot more. Maybe whatever it is, but it's like I don't have tolerance for things like that, man. I don't. Which is funny. I have intolerance for intolerance.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh man. So now that we solved intolerance in society, what's our next task?
Yeah, we did that. I kind of wish Charmaine or Stephanie from the Mocha Minutes would have been here. Stephanie from Militantly Mixed would have been on here, because this would have been cool to have a couple other women on here to actually have this conversation. But you know, that's something else I wanted to say. And I know we've talked about Dwayne Wade a lot, and not Gabrielle Union, but the reason I bring Dwayne Wade up more than I do Gabrielle Union is just because, as a black male, it's good to see an older, it's good to see another black male raises his family, like, with love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think we need to see more of that. Like, I saw this one dude was cooking with his son. It was a black father cooking with his black son, and they were, like, dancing, they were having a good time, and all this other stuff. And then it was like, and then someone commented, oh, that's how you make your kid gay. I'm like, dog, that's what you got out of all this? Mm-hmm. You didn't see this happiness. What you took out of all that was that, man. Go fuck yourself, dog.
Yeah, the conspiracy theories are wild, man. Like, anytime there's a member of the LGBTQ community speaking up publicly, I often hear, like, oh, here's the agenda.
Oh, God.
Here's the agenda. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, oh, they're trying to change masculinity. They're trying to make everybody gay. I'm like, do you want to talk about something? Like, is there something that you, something you're going through right now on a personal level? Like, you know.
What I don't get about it is what makes, why does being gay, a gay male, make someone weak? You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. I've seen some pretty thorough gay dudes, man. Like, I wouldn't want
to
fight them.
Yeah, and I've seen some, like, there was a dude who used to go to the comic book shop that I went to. He was a gay Marine. Like, yeah. It looks like he could eat a punch. Like, literally, like, you punch him and you come back with a nub.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know, who you choose. Well, okay, so we're going to a sexual identity, right? Like, who you choose to have sex with, you know, really has little to do with the rest of who or what you are.
Yeah, like, because you're gay doesn't make you soft. Like, you know what I mean? And just whatever. All right, man, this has been the Old Man Wade Show. it got a little, I thought this was only going to be a half hour episode.
See, this is what happens when we're not in the same room.
No, yeah, the episode would have been longer. So, tell everybody where they can find you, dog.
So, you can find both of us on the Old Man Wade page on Facebook.
Say what?
Old Man Wade Show page on Facebook. Plenty of memes. We share articles on there and our shows. You can find me personally on Let Shit Record on Twitter. I did a grand total of 2 tweets in the past, 24 hours. I feel pretty good about that. And, that's about it.
I can't wait until you realize how many political arguments you can get into on Twitter.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, man. It's just going to be, I can't, you and that's all it's going to be. It's just you cursing. But it'll get us followers because they'll love to hate you. And every week I'll go, hey, so such and such 49, you're listening, go fuck yourself.
Yo, facts.
Man, you can find me at oldmanwadecom, OLDMAN WADECOM on Twitter and Instagram. And shout out to our international listeners, man. Y'all rock. It's kind of cool when I look.
Yo, facts.
It's kind of cool when I look at the numbers and I see Argentina and I see Canada and I see a couple in the Middle East. I've seen some German. I've seen Italy.
We got Saudi Arabia, bro.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Nice. Yeah. So shout out to y'all, man. I don't know how you found this, but I appreciate it. Hey, leave a comment. Share the, if you're on Twitter or Instagram, just say, hey, I'm the one who's listening from such and such. You know what I mean? All right. That's the end of the show. That's all I got, man. I don't even have a witty thing to say.
I'll say, there's a little bit of cobwebs. This is the first time we're doing a remote show. We'll get better the more we do this, so bear with us.
I'm trash.
Damn it, Wade!